Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the mighty God. On May 23rd, 2021, this is Sister Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. We welcome you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus on this Sunday night. To each and every person that's on the line or will call in, we thank and praise God for you tonight. We thank and praise God for his love and his mercy. We thank and praise God for his goodness. We thank and praise God for even the things that he does not do that we deem to think that he should do, because he's an all-wise God. We praise him for all that he's done. We praise him because he's still sitting on the throne. He still have not fallen off. No matter what's going on in the world, he's still in his rightful place. And we thank and we praise God for that tonight. We thank and praise God, you know, for the weather. We thank and praise God for having a roof above our head, food to eat. We thank and praise God just for being who he is. You know, we thank and praise God for his word, the spiritual food that we need to absorb in our spirit in order to be able to go through, to walk through, to trust, to rely, depend upon him in every aspect. And knowing that he is faithful, he's a faithful God, and he will be there for us. We just have to sometimes seek him and look for him, because a lot of times it may appear that he's not even there, because he may not be seen to us be saying anything. But even in his silence, he's still talking. So we thank and praise God for that. We just pray the blessing of God upon each and every person that called in tonight. We pray the mercy of God. We pray God's divine power and healing power upon his people. We just thank and praise him for that tonight. We just give him the glory, the honor, and the praise that we pray for the country, pray for the everyone in authority. We just pray, you know, for people all over the world. We lift them up right now, the people that are going through, people that don't know God, the people that claim to know God, you know, and they don't understand what's going on. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We lift them up. I pray against the murdering spirit. I pray against the lustful spirit. I pray against the lying spirit. I pray against every spirit that's not of God. I break the power of it right now, and I ask God to help us to people to yield to his spirit and not to any other spirit tonight. We really need to get closer to the Lord and seek his face. I pray tonight for an encounter with God, not only just for myself, but every other person. I pray for a supernatural visitation from him to come and visit us, to come and touch our lives, come and change us, change our heart, change the way we feel about things, change the way we see things. Just changes, changes, changes. And I thank and I praise him for that, and not just the church revival thing that people have, but God's sovereign power to fall upon the land, upon each and every person. I so desperately need it. I don't know about someone else. I know that I'm in Christ. I know I've been baptized in his Holy Spirit. I know that he walks with me. He talks with me. I know that he loves me. You know, no matter what's going on with me, he still loves me. His love is not put on condition because I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't really try to deviate, but I'm him is a possibility, but I really do try to walk upright before him and show him how much that I love him and how grateful I am for him that he would die on the cross for me. I praise him tonight. I praise him as I pray for each country, each place. I pray, I've been asked to pray for people, you know, that's got condition. And Lord, I just send forth your anointing, your healing touch right now, Father, in the name of your touch. And to bring about a healing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so they can serve you and they can give a testimony that to let people know you still heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just give a shout out in the spirit to a guy named Larry, Father God, that's really, really, really going through, Father. Lord God, with this condition upon his body, Father, you know why, you know what, but I know that you are a healer, you are a deliverer. Deliver him for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you because you are the only one that can heal, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we come before you tonight, I do this intercessor prayer that I had wrote down. Lord, come and fill us with your new wine. Send fire from heaven, let it fall on us. God, we need you. We need a change in our lives. We can't give you all you ask of us without your Holy Spirit, as the people who was in the book of Acts. Father, we keep failing you. We have no perseverance in the things of the Spirit. Let your fire fall on us. Make us as a lighted torch for this city where we might make a difference and bring glory to your name. Cleanse us, consecrate us, build us, touch us. Father, we are in desperation for the need of your Spirit. Some of us have old wine in our wineskin, and some have no wine. We need your touch. Please come and saturate us with your presence. Please come and fall on us to transform our lives, break and destroy all traditional religious spirit, religious denomination, all known and unknown spirits that are not pleasing in your sight and are hindering us from worship from our heart. Father, we are mainly worshiping you with our lips. If you do not touch our lips and heart with your fire, we will not change as you desire. We could continue to have a form of God but denying the power. Please have mercy on us and come. Please, Father, send your Holy Spirit to fall on us. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I am calling on to you tonight. Send your Holy Spirit to fall upon us. To fall upon us. God, have mercy upon us. Lord, bring about a conviction that we will repent. We will acknowledge and repent of whatever you say is wrong, whatever you say is sin, whatever we're being disobedient about. Because, Lord, what we got to understand, the partial obedience is still disobedient. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that we should, it should be any sin intentional in our lives. God, you said if there's a little, just a little leaven, I mean, the whole thing evil. You know, it makes the whole thing evil. So, Lord, help us to understand. Open up our eyes of understanding. Open up our ears, Father. Open up our heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you just for what you're doing, Lord God. And we just ask you to help us to be real true people. Help us to be real sisters and brothers in the Lord. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to truly love one another from the heart. But first of all, Lord, we must get your spirit in us because Jesus is love and we can love unconditional. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you tonight for those who are seeking your face, Father, those who don't understand, Father, those who, Lord God, it just got a hunger and a thirst for righteousness' sake, Lord God, and the enemy is just running rapid, Lord God, to make them think, Lord God, that you're not there. But, Father, I ask you to give your people the, you know, the courage and the comfort to know, Father, although we don't really see you, but you are there, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, because whatever you has appointed for our lives, God, if we stick with you and yield with you, you will bring us out. So, Father, I'm just praying for different ones have asked me to pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know them by name, God. You know their circumstance and the situation. So many people suffering, Father God. And the field is white, but the labors are few. A lot of times, Lord God, people are not in the right place with you for you to trust to give them that power to set people free. But, God, help us. Lord God, to see the condition of the world, see the condition of other people. The Lord, whatever we need to give up and come to that place with a relationship in you, Father. Lord God, that we would do that to release some of the help, Father, some of the hurt and the pain that we're going through. We thank you tonight, God, for your love and your mercy. I thank you for how you're keeping me. I thank you for how you're protecting me. I thank you for the way that you have brought me, Father, in the name of Jesus. It wasn't by any good thing of mine, even though I tried to obey you, but because of your love and your mercy, and I yield to your way, even though a lot of time I didn't understand it, God. But, Lord God, I learned to trust you, because if I can trust other people that definitely have failed me, I can definitely trust you. So, Lord, I thank you for that tonight. God, I pray. Hello. Sorry about that. My station cut off for whatever reason, so we're sorry about that. But it's nothing but the enemy, and we take authority over him right now. We break his power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. But I'm going to come tonight from the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and read some. One thing the Lord is really wanted to let his people know. That's why I want to tell people, yeah, you get prophecy, you get the word, but you stay in the word because his word is forever settled. Whatever he has spoken, God is going to bring to pass. And I'll be honest with people. I can't tell people exactly when, but I can tell them that if he said it, he will do it. And we have to continue to trust. And that's what we have to learn, how to trust, you know, because even in the world, trusting people, sometimes it takes time. But I'm going to start at the third verse. It says, incline your ear, 55:3, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And that's not with the natural ear. That's with the ear of the spirit. That's with, you know, with your heart. You hear him. Because a lot of times we can hear with our natural ears, but we won't obey because it's not the ear of the spirit. He said, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. He was given to David a witness to the people at that time, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, a nation that knew not thee shall run into thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Sixth verse is, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And you know, when you think about what the word is saying, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So that means there may come a time. Now, yes, he's ever present. But it may be a time that appears that he's not there. But he's still saying, seek him, look for him, expect him. You know, search him out, you know. And basically that's in the words, you know, in our heart. He said, and call upon him while he's near. Think about what that said, call upon him while he's near. So that means there may be time he appeared not to be there. But that does not mean he is not there. But a lot of times the Lord will do what I've learned in my walk with the Lord. A lot of times the Lord would appear to be like that in order for us to seek him more, in order for us to pray more, in order for us to call upon him more, you know, and call him out. That's why he does that a lot of times. He's there in the spirit forever looking and watching our action, watching our reaction. This is why I tell people, be careful what comes out of your mouth. Even be careful what you're thinking. Be careful because he's always there. He's always listening. But he's a lot of time, or even going through testing and trial. One thing I found out about the Lord, a lot of time you pray, and look, God, where are you? I just don't, you're not answering me, you're not giving me no answer. But he's watching your reaction as you go through, because he wants us to learn to trust him. If I'm kicking up dust and I'm raising sand, Lord, I don't understand, it just doesn't make sense. Well, I'm already showing him, I'm going to trust you. You know, because you're doing things that I don't understand. I do remember one time in particular, I was just asking God a question, because I always heard the saints say, but you know, if you want to know something, you ask God. You know, but there will come a time God expects you to have grown some in the spirit to trust him. And so I were asking him in my heart about, you know, about making a move or whatever it is. And the Lord came out and said, use the faith I gave you. See, I'm always moving even when you think I'm not moving. So he would let me know the way I saw it, that I've expected you at this season in your life to grow something to the point. You've seen me do enough that you ought to know just because you don't actually see a change doesn't mean I'm not working on your behalf. You got to use your faith to trust me. That whatever I said, I'm going to do it. And I don't have to prove to you, if you trust me, that I am. Just by showing you sometimes out of his own, you know, thing, he might do that. But he wants us to learn to trust him, because I'm telling people, in these times that's coming now, this is what God's taking a lot of us through. To get us to the place that we trust him so explicitly, until no matter what's going on, it will not affect us, it will not bother us. And that is how he does. We have to learn his process. We have to learn his ways. And this is why the Israelites failed in the wilderness, because they never learned his ways. They saw the miracles. This is what we do. But the way God does, the way he takes things, how he has ways, all these different things, they never learned that. So they thought that God was in it. And they really came against God. They came against Moses. It's like people do now, coming with leaders. And things that God had me telling them about, you know, the way he does, this, that, and other, and they've come against it. But they have failed in the wilderness just like the Israelites did, and he said, he's going to cause every one of them to fail. because they choose not to listen. They want him to give them something while he was taking them through to teach them how to stand on the word of God. And this is part of his process. When God is taking us through and give us a word, he's teaching us how to trust the word that he's given us, trust the logo, trust what he said. He may seem to deny us some things we seem to be, but he's trying to teach us how to stand on the word. Get the word in you. That's why I tell you, get the word in you. But anyway, he says, let the wicked is anyone that's not live right, that came to come against the Christian. It could be another Christian coming against the Christian. Anything is of inferior quality, anything that's wrong, that the Bible says is wrong, and that's what he called wicked. Right now, okay, well, I'll sit with me. If I don't obey God, I don't have to go back out in the streets or come against his people. I'm wicked. That's what the Bible called. He said, let the wicked forsake his ways and the understanding of me on the unrighteous man, his thoughts. So first of all, it tells us that people are unrighteous. They don't think right. So, and basically, we need to change, and it does not also always just people in the streets. It could be people in church. People that claim to know God, got a form of godliness. He still calls it wicked. And this is why a lot of times he takes us through stuff to strip us of all that mess, all that thing that we think. You know, because a lot of Christians think evil people. That's wrong. They think they're cleaner than the person out there in the street drinking. You worse because your heart ain't right. You worse. He said, and he said, let him return unto me. Turn to me. So that meant that because of my heart ain't right, I'm walking in unrighteousness, I have automatically already left God. I got to let all that go in my heart. And let my heart soften and come return back to he said to me. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will forgive. And we don't have to keep asking him because the devil come back. Well, when you really said and meant it from your heart, God has already forgiven you and put it under the blood of Jesus. But like just like he told that woman, you know, in the New Testament, by go and sin no more, let the worst thing come on you. That is a consequence of our action. And we bring them on ourselves. It's not that he, you know, he's doing it. He got his devil to do it, but it's because he laid down certain laws and certain things to say, well, if you this is what's going to happen. You know, whether I intention or not, you know, but he said this is what's going to happen. So we have to really repent and ask for forgiveness. This is what he said. We have to really, really get the eighth verse. For my thoughts, this is my thought, God's my thought, are not your thoughts. I don't think like you think. In nothing. I don't look at things the same way you do. In nothing. You looking at stuff as being bad, but I'm looking at the purpose and the future I got for you, what I'm taking you through. And you thinking I shouldn't let you go through it, and that's not what I'm thinking. If I did, I would not allow it to come your way. He said, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. So how you do things, what path you take, my ways and pathway is not that way. I could take you the shortest route around. I can just make everything be okay. But what will you have learned if I do that? So you can think in your mind. This is why your mind has to be renewed to the word of God. What does the word of God say? What does it say? Because God does not think like me. My thoughts, he said, I bring them to naught. And what that means is, if God is telling me to do something, and I too, but I'm not going to do that because I think it's better to do it this way, it's going to come to naught. It's going to come to nothing because he said in his word, if you think you got more wisdom than I got, I'm going to let you go right on ahead and do it and let you fail, but you're going to have to come right back to me. This is why I'm saying, telling people to study the word and look at it the way it is. And we have our own choice in how we think that God think like us. I remember hearing a preacher, and I call him Mule, call him name brand preacher, Lord forgive me if I'm wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But I would never do my child like that, so I don't think the Lord will. Who are you or me to compare God's way of raising his children or ways of whatever he's doing to us? He say his ways and his thoughts are not like how we ought to come to his level instead of trying to bring him down to our level. God, what purpose that you have in this for me to learn you're taking me through? What do I need to know about you? Because I've got to be learning your ways and learning how you operate or how to help bring deliverance to somebody. You got to have a purpose for it. Because you said there's a season and a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. So they show me so I won't get off the right path. He said, for the heavens are higher than the earth. So are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. We cannot compare and drop him down to our level way of thinking. We cannot. This is why so many Christians are failing. Because, I won't do this, and it's not right to do this. And even though he said it in his word, I see people coming against the word of God because the world has changed. And they're trying to make God ways be like the world way. No, we can't do that. The word is what it said it is. If you tell me to sit somewhere and just look stupid, and somebody else said, well, you can't do that because, you know, you have to be moving. I got to obey him because he the one created me. He the one that whatever they say, you know, a lot of time I think about, especially how really I go through with trying to bring the word, you know, and the word a lot of time it cuts. But if people read the scripture, the Bible says the word is like a sharp two-edged sword. The Bible talks about the word is like fire, like a hammer. I don't know why people think the word is supposed to come with a little sweet thing and make me feel good. That's not it. It comes to cut off everything that ain't like God. But all of us, that's why I just trust in the process. But I read that again, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts and your thoughts. And I tell people this, I definitely try to think like this, like the Bible. I try to think like the Lord. And I have so many Christians try to get me to stop back thinking about, I call that stupid level, that he has delivered me from. I'm not going back thinking like that. When I was thinking like that, I used to have headaches, upset stomach, all kind of problems. Because I thought I was smart. I thought I knew something. So instead of them coming up to my level, they try to bring me back down to the world way of level, the level that they're still in. This is why I keep telling people everybody's in a different level of growth. If God got somebody trying to talk to you and tell you about what the word of God is, actually what the word, not their opinion now, then you need to change the way you think to come up to their level. Even with all the stuff going in the world now, you know, you got people saying, well, you know, people this and people that. Well, he put you in the world with the Holy Ghost to change the world. So you're not thinking like he thinks. Jesus came here to do and finish the work that his Father has given him, to die for all of us. So we got a work to do too, each and every one of us. So instead of we trying to change and do it the way the world has said doing it, we need to do it the way he done said to do it in the Bible. But he said, as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven and returneth not to the earth, it does not go back up, but water to the earth and make it bring forth bud, but it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. This is a process. This is the thing that when you think about the rain, you don't ever see the rain come down and go run back up. You don't see that. So because why? It got to water the earth. You got to take the word of God, sow the seed in your heart. You got to water it by praising God, thanking God, not complaining, not trying to, well, I wonder why this doesn't make sense, and people this and people that. No, the wrong thing. So that you can bring forth seed. Not only just a seed to be able to help somebody, but so God can bless you because you're speaking the word. You're putting the right thing in your heart. But he said he allowed his process so that the earth can bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Okay, go back to that. A lot of people are looking for God to give them money and bless them. They look for, but they don't sow the way he wants them to sow. Why do he blesses us? He blesses us to be a blessing. A lot of times we talk about Abraham and blessing, oh, by bless my faith. But he also told Abraham, I bless you to be a blessing. I am his stewardess. It's not mine. I don't own anything. He owns everything. So I'm to give and do what he tells me to give and do. Not what I want to do. Not how I want to do. Or like a lady one time told me when the Lord was blessing me, I'll put some money to go and pick up a car. Well, Ruby, I think you ought to put the money in the bank and save it. And save it, she said, because, oh, you know, you don't have no job. God didn't give me no money to save. He gave me this money to go pick up the car. And that's what I'm doing. See, her her mind was still in the world way of thinking. And she's trying to get me to start thinking back there. But see, you have to learn how to have discernment, true discernment, his discernment. When God bless him, because a lot of times we don't think about what we've been told God for you. If you bless me, I'm going to do this. If you bless me, I'm going to do that. Time, we get blessed, we have amnesia. We have amnesia and do something else, and then God will hold back on blessing us again. Because he just said, I can't trust you. I can't trust you because you know, you said something, you didn't keep your word. But the Bible say this, the 11th verse say this. This is one of the main things, too. You got to remember. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. He said, which you please. And it shall prosper in the thing that runs through our sin. This is why I tell people with me, now I don't have anything to do with anybody else. They should do it. I don't just speak a word over your life. I wait till the Holy Spirit come up on me and come up out of me. That's him speaking it. So if he's speaking, it has to come to pass. But you also need to believe it. Be obedient to what the word of God say. It does not mean I does not want you blessed. It does not mean that I does not want you to have whatever it is. But I want to make sure that the Holy Spirit is speaking through me so it can come to pass. I mean, I can always tell you when or how. Because with me, it does not make any difference how God bless me or who he used. I don't have no problem with that. But he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the same way unto I sent it. Even when you speaking a word or you saying something or you using a word, you better make sure you speaking scripture and making sure God is giving to you to speak over that person's life. Because, see, sometimes what you can do, yeah, the scripture says it. But that may not be what God is saying to that person. If you get in your flesh and saying it, then you're not speaking for God. You know, a lot of times I've had people come to me, you know, and God knows, but he said this through a prophet from Tennessee one time. He said, I have never doubted his word. And I have people come to me a lot of time. I used to call them liberal lips. That's what I call them. Like I said, if I'm wrong, I ask God, you know, to help me to repent from that. But anyway, but you know, but Sister Ruth, you know, you got to have faith. You got to have the. So God didn't tell you that. God did not tell you that because he already said, not coming out of my mouth, that I have never doubted him. So you're trying to pull scripture out of the Bible because maybe I'm talking about a certain thing you have not discerned. I'm just sharing. I'm not asking for no opinion. I'm not asking for no prayer. I'm not asking for anything because if I did, I would ask for it. And you think God is telling you to tell me that I have to have faith. I don't doubt God. I don't doubt him. If he don't do something, I still say he got a reason why. I say every delay is not denial. You know, before I doubt God with his help. I would rather say something like that and say, well, you know, he's not going to do it and he's not going to do this. And yes, a lot of scripture I can give you out the Bible, a lot of it. But if he's not saying it's in scripture, but that may not be what he's doing in your life, I have to discern what God is doing in your life. If he's taking you through a prayer of faith and he's stretching your faith, he's building your faith, then I have to know through by the Spirit as how to pray for that situation, not pray what I want for you to have, even though I would like for you to have it. But God, well, what is your will in this person's life? Why are you taking them through? So I can pray God's will. Because, see, one thing what people don't know, they have caused a lot of people to suffer because they prayed out of their flesh what they thought ought to happen, what they should happen because they're going through. And it is hard and tough. And they prayed the wrong prayer. They prayed the wrong prayer, and they called that person more trouble when they should have sought the Lord. It's what are you doing? What is your process in this person's life? Like I said, I'm told a testimony about how the lady was telling me about the SSI because of my back. I was, you know, hurt with the herniated disc, and she was telling me, and I could move sometimes, I could, you know, work sometimes, I could do some things sometimes, and most times, when God wanted me to preach, my back didn't bother me. Anything to do with the kingdom. But I got ready to do maybe some housework or maybe while shopping. My back hurt me so bad, I knew I was supposed to come back and stay in. But anyway, she told me, I just hate to see y'all suffer. Well, you ain't let God doesn't, but he's doing the work. So she asked me, told me, said, tell the people on the paper the lie that I couldn't get around. I told her I wouldn't tell that lie. Because I've always heard the other people say, you tell a lie, you're going to catch up with you someday. So rather than doing that, I'm not saying I never lied in my life. I've never been a person that lacked lying. I can't stand it. Because you have to keep up with them. And I don't have time. My life, my patience is too short. I don't have time to keep up with somebody done told a person wrong or said it wrong or whatever. But I told her, I don't want nothing that bad, but I'm going to have to tell a lie. Because I cannot pretend and keep up and you know, all this stuff and forget about what I done said. And it's the same thing about even my walk with the Lord. I'm real and sincere. I'm not saying I have reached the place that God wants me to reach, but I'm not trying to go back. I'm not trying to willfully deviate. That's what I know. Because no matter how much people have tried to pull me, push me, and prod me, and well, you know, this all this, because God is this, and God is that, and God, hey, take what you're saying, and go ahead and live your life with it, and stay confused and upset. Because if it got you confused and upset, guess who's not fit to eat it? I'm not. I'm not fit to take that. Because if you eating poison and it's killing you, do you think I'm stupid? But I'm going to turn around and eat it too and know it's killing you. You're not growing. You're not walking in the power of the anointing of God. You're not doing anything. But yesterday you telling me, yeah, he can do it. But then again, why are you not doing it? This is why you constantly hear me say, I'm not on here or any other show to entertain. I want to see God totally deliver his people in every aspect so they can go forth and do the same thing. I don't want to just come on and make people feel good to tell you something to like us. Even in the world, I was not going to tell you anything just to make you feel good and know it wasn't true. And I definitely was not intending to do it now. What if I say to the person even at that time, rather than lie to you and say, oh, you know, you older this and you older, when I know that you're not and I don't think that, I'm not going to tell you that lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. It might hurt you. It's not my intention. But the lie hurts you worse. But we have to know this. Whatever word that God has spoken in your life, whatever word that God has showed you, told you, and especially I say more than one time, he already said in his word, if it come out of his mouth, it should not return to your voice. So you can guarantee on that. When? I don't know. It's done there. God shouldn't have to keep telling us something over and over and over and over, over and over and over and over. We need to get to a point. Well, Lord, out of two or three that word be established. Now, you don't have that word spoken to me several times. I'm going to settle it in my heart. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to wait on it. When the enemy try to come to make me think of him, I'm going to tell the devil he's a lie. Because God has spoken. He said, you are the father of lies, not him. He don't have to keep telling me over and over and over and over what he's going to do. This is why I say even now, Lord, thank God for the word. Thank God for prophecy and all. But like I tell people, I am so confident that the word that he has spoken over all these years and over more than one time, that if I stay faithful, he's going to do it. So I don't need him to tell me anymore that I'm going to do it. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing, which basically said that last night, the word was given me last night. Keep doing what he's telling me to do and wait on him and keep doing the right thing. Keep speaking the word. Now, if he chooses on his own to give me something, fine. But I really truly don't. I'll be real and honest. I don't keep, but Lord, you got to prove to me, you said that, did you really mean that? Because it's been this long and you haven't done it out of this. That's not trusting a person. Because you go back in the natural person that you really trust, and they tell you you're going to do something. You don't keep asking them something over and over and over, over and over. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Because if you did that, you don't trust them. The same way it is with God. But this is what he said going to happen. Because he said, first of all, I'm going to go back. He said, it's your prospering thing where until he sent it. He sent it, not you, not I, but he sent it. He said, for ye shall go out with joy. joy is not temporary. It's a deep down in your belly that you know you happy, and in the natural don't seem like you ought to be happy. You're praising God. You're thanking God. And a lot of times with me, what happens, I can feel like something bubbling over in my belly, and I know that means I need to praise God because it's the Spirit of God coming forth. And usually when I do, more than likely God's going some kind of way getting ready to bless me. Get ready to bless me, get ready to elevate me. He said, for you should go out with joy and be led forth. Like I said, when you're being led, you don't know where you're going. Take time to read the word and study. He said, I'll lead you in the green pasture. He didn't say I'll push you. He didn't say that I'm going to let you lead me. He said, I'm going to lead you. So he give us the Holy Spirit to lead us. And I'm here to say it don't always be led like a clear path. Because somebody to lead you, you got to follow them. You have to listen to them, let them tell you what to do and where to go. But this is why sometimes, you know, it vexes me with people. They don't hear from God, really. And a lot of times, especially when it comes to the things of the world, they try to lead me to tell me what I ought to do. Whatever. In the world, yeah, I did lie. But now I'm being led and guided by the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit. And what you're saying, if it ain't what y'all with the word, then it's not him leading me. It's you trying to push me to help God get what I want. And the enemy would do that because he knows we won't got to move so bad. I just want to move, so let me get some good ideas, and let me try to go and talk to this person, that person, what y'all. And like I tell people, unless God has said go, I am not intending to go. Because if he tell me to go, he done went before me. He done went before me, already done fixed the person's heart. That's what he already done. But he don't need me to try to make something happen. And that's why I'm telling the Lord, instead of people, not somebody, everybody, and when I speak, I speak a lot in general, that a lot of time instead of them listening to me, God in me, let me try to take them somewhere. They're trying to bring me back down to their level. Well, you know, you can do this, you can do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I was in the world, I wasn't the person I'd like to be. I'll be hungry, you ain't going to know it. I'm not intent with his help. Have to go beg nobody to do nothing. Don't plan on doing that. Now, like I said, if he tell me to go, and if somebody else tell me to go in the bad way for my spirit, that means he said, I go before you and I make the crooked way straight. I'm not a person that's, I could have never been a lawyer. I just don't have that gift in to be able to talk my way out of something. I bring that forth. Because it seems like to me that's begging. I'm a child of the king. I don't have to beg. I don't have to get stuff the way the world people get it. Because now I'm in his kingdom. I use his methods and his way of doing it, his word, to get what I need to get. I don't have to run. I have people tell me, you know, even though I'm teaching faith, and they live, they tell me walking. And then they come up, now I'm the teacher, and they tell me, well, Pastor, you know what you need to do. You need to go, say, for instance, if CVS got a sale and something cheaper, and you at the Walmart, and they got it, it's a little bit high, you can tell them that CVS had it cheaper than the brand product. I said, I'm not doing that either. I'm not doing that. I said, because first of all, God sees me. He sees me and sees me and pretend to have faith that I'm going to have it. Now, I got to tell somebody else that somebody else got some hype for them to bring it down. I said, let me just show you something about myself. As I told you, I'm real in what I'm doing. I happened to want one time an ice cream freezer, electric ice cream freezer. And so I went out to had a place called Kmart, and I carried a couple of people with me. And I actually had to stop. Because they get out there and they embarrass me, begging and putting on me. Well, Pastor, you ought to do this, and you ought to go and talk to the people. And that, looking, look, I'm not a hypocrite. But anyway, I asked the man, did he have one? He said, we sold out them. He said, but I tell you what, I can give you one a little bit larger for the same price. So I told the lady with me, I said, I told you. You don't listen. Because of the faith that I've been the God that I serve, He can touch hard to have them give me some. I don't have to do the manipulation. I don't have to work my mojo. I said, you all are supposed to be an example to y'all. Y'all supposed to be learning from me instead of trying to teach me to hook and crook like y'all still got. Y'all still got the old world way of doing things, hooking and crooking. I actually walk out to school with people who have done that. I'm wearing, working at Mojo or whatever. I walk out and leave. Or even if they get to complain about prices. I went in a store one time with a lady and it had a Bible. The Bible's on sale for $19. I mean, I'll spend $100 for the Bible. It don't make me no difference. That's the word of God. I need it. But she would buy clothes and stuff like this. You know, money for that. Now, she's cheap on food. I went in the store with her one day and she saw the Bible on sale for $19. And she said, I'm going to wait till it comes down some more. I walked out the store and left it in there. The word of God. You want to spend expensive money on colognes and clothes that look good, but your soul could be going to hell, and you want to cheap on that. As I teach on faith, I live faith. The angels out there watching, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit out there watching, they see that I'm being a hypocrite. I'm teaching, telling y'all something, but when I get out of the church arena, I'm going back to the world way of thinking. This is why a lot of us as people don't have power in God. We don't have power in God because we think it's nothing. Because the people at the church don't see me now and the sisters don't see me now. You never know who God may have out there watching that you don't talk to. They're watching your life. The Bible says we are light. We are salt. Another time the Lord showed me a lady in a dream. I saw her down in the store. She was just peeping at this, what's going on, checking the prices out. And sure enough, one day I went to the store, I went in, and I don't know, I happened to go down one aisle, and I happened to peep in that, the same way I saw her in the dream, I saw her. I just sat there and watched her for a while. I didn't say one word. One word. See, God had already showed me what she'd do, so I finally went to her. And I don't think I said anything to her about what she was doing, but the Lord woman let me know, people brag and talk, faith talk. But actually, when they get up and around the regular person, it's just all an act. That's what it is. That's why these people do not go out with no joy. They're not led forward with peace. And the Bible says even those people that, you know, that with the word of come out, he said the mountain and the hill should break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field should clap their hands. Joy, happiness, peace. Gonna sit around you because why? Your mind is not clicking, trying to figure out how to do this. Your mind is not trying to click to figure out how you're going to work a deal. How if God send you, let me just go back to this. God send you to, and he will do that sometime. He sent us to places that something we want and have a way, either we'll find on sale or have somebody push around. I'm not talking about that. Because he'll do that sometime. He'll have people put stuff back. Supposed to be for them. And he'll let you go to get something, and all of a sudden he'll let you spy it out at the price. But I'm saying that we don't have to work the deal. We don't have to work the deal. I know another lady, she's dead now, but she was kind of short. And I told her, I don't know how in the world, but her being her height, that people could be there and put some up ahead, you know, for something that was going to price, and she would always see it. How do you, but see, I believe it had to be the Holy Ghost. But the point I'm making is we, the believer, we don't have to do what the world people do. God will lead us. He will lead us. He will have people give us favor. We don't have to try to make people give us favor. He will talk to them. And sometimes after they do it, they wonder why I did that. I mean, I'm straightening because I said to myself, hey, you can wonder all you want. I know why it's happening. I don't say it to them. Then I give him the glory and I give him the praise. And this is what he said about these particular type of people, those who really, really accept and believe the word and obey God and let God say something. He said, instead of thorns shall come up, the fir trees, instead of briars shall come up in their life, in the myrtle trees, it shall be to the Lord. But it's for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut. These people are going to have prosper in their life. In everybody. They're not going to have these briars and thorns, all these old stuff that come up to hinder them. Because why? They trusted in the word that God has given. This is why I say, I may not be walking in the overflow of the natural like a lot of people with a lot of stuff. I'm not a hunger for stuff. But I know the revelation. I know the power of God is in my life. That if I pray for people, they can get healed, delivered, and set free, which is far more important than stuff. And the Lord allowed me to see that one time back here, several years back. I don't know what was wrong with me. I think it had stomach problem or whatever it is. And I'm just looking around in my apartment, you know, how nice stuff and this stuff. And I got to thinking, I said, can't none of this stuff do nothing about how I'm feeling right now in my stomach. I think it was my stomach. And I'm focusing on all that stuff. But I'm needing the hand of God. I'm needing somebody who can pray to heal me, deliver me, and set me free so I can enjoy the stuff I got. It's a lot of things the Lord showed me about me that made me, you know, put my priorities in order, made me realize what I really need when the time comes. Because there were not people, there were people around me claim to be saved, claim to have the Holy Ghost and all the stuff. Because now I'm come and pray, not only when I'm going through stuff that forgot to open the door to bless me, but they're always trying to get me to do it the other way. But for us being sick, they couldn't lay no hands on me again. Well, you know, you just, I'm just going to pray, but you got to keep on rebuking the devil. I didn't say anything to them. I told God, I don't have time to rebuke no devil all day long. It ought to be somebody walking a place in God that got some power to set me free. It has nothing to do with my faith, but it got something to do with their faith. Because he tell me, you take the power, kingdom, really the kingdom, into the people. Not because they got faith, not because they believe this, not because they into this and into that and into the other. That's not what scriptures say. Because he said to set the captives free. So that meant that they may not have the faith, they may be into something else or whatever it is. He didn't say that has nothing to do with you going and setting them free. This is why a lot of people are not setting people free, because they say, well, they, you know, they're stealing this, and they're stealing that, and they're stealing the other. If he sent you to them, do he not really know that? But he said, I gave you the power. But this is why he got to empty us out, empty our thinking out, and go and set people free. I don't want to be a hypocrite, and I told God I'm tired of seeing hypocrites, telling people what the Bible say. But they can't do none of it. They have a form of God for denying the power. He sent his word out and tell us that we believe like he did when the Holy Ghost came back. He said the work that he did, ye should do it also. Greater works than these shall ye do because I go to the Father. It don't mean we're going to do something different, but all of us that have the Holy Ghost now, they're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to be laying hands on people, healing the sick, casting out demons, all of that. And guess what I see around me? People busy with the things of this world and care about this and that and the other. People are dying. And they can't do nothing about it. Nothing. That's sad. And you're going to go in church and jump and shout. I thought about that this morning. When people say, you know, they claim they got the Holy Ghost. They're jumping and shouting in church. But they ain't thinking about going there praying for people to get set free. I got a text this morning from a guy in Florida. He told me about his brother, whatever kind of cancer, whatever he got eating his body, and they had to cut some of the parts kind of off. But the stomach is eating up his private part and even the back part, and constantly in pain after they don't operate. And he texted me, "Will me please pray?" I am really praying for God to do a deliverance and a healing so that man can have a testimony. But it's sad that probably nobody around that even walk a place in God to do that. But they always want to give you a word. They always want to say the Lord assists the Lord. Yeah, he is all of that. But we're supposed to be where he can use us. That's the kingdom work. That is the kingdom work. And people need to be doing it. But they're busy doing this, they're busy doing that, and the work of the kingdom. But Jesus said he was always about his Father's business. He know what his purpose, where he came from. He could have did all the earthly stuff that we are doing today. He could have done it. But that was not his purpose. He came to establish the kingdom of God. That's what he came to do. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to finish the work. People want him to come back, hurry back. But what? You ain't finished nothing. What? Some of us ain't even started the work. My heart is bleeding in a sense for where I need to be in Christ. That's why I pray for God to send a revival. Touch me, first of all. Touch me, Father. Whatever I need for you to do in me so I can forget about everything else in this world and go out there and finish my work so when you call me home, I can be done finishing. Because only what I do for Christ is going to last. Only what I do for him is going to last. All this other stuff, when I leave here and go, all this stuff going to decay. Can't take none of it with me. None of it. But if I obey him and do what he say do, then he got a record in heaven how I obeyed him, how I was more concerned about what he assigned me to do and the work he has called me to do, had a heart for his people to set them free. Because ain't nothing I got on this earth that I can take no heaven and have a little place up in heaven where I can sit this stuff up and praise it and honor it and glorify it. It ain't going up there. God had to take my head out of that air. I didn't think, you know, about taking on heaven, but I'm so caught up in it. People are hurting. They really hurt. People to a place now that even if God was to speak to them about such and such a person hurting, call them or text them or whatever kind of way they do, and I want you to pray with them, I want you to come. But I'm not going to do it. I call them later. They make another excuse. I get through doing this and then I call. One thing that always comes back to my mind, I don't know whether it was actually happened, but I know it's a possibility it could have happened. But I had heard one time, long time ago, there was somebody about a lady. She was cooking, I think she was cooking a cake or whatever it was. But anyway, the Lord told her, excuse me, go to a hospital and pray for this man. I mean, it was a person, let me put it like that. She told the Lord the way she finished cooking her cake, if she had a cake in the stove. And the Lord told her, she didn't know the person, but he gave her the name. She did what she wanted to do. And when she got through, she went to the hospital. When she went to the room, he told the room, he had to tell her everything. She got there, the man wasn't there. She asked him, where was? They said, he just died. What more important to her what she was doing than what God told her to do in the life of that person. I guarantee you if she ever went to heaven or wherever she went, he judged her. Because he knew everything that she was doing and wanted to do, even when he gave her the assignment. Because he said my assignment is more important. Because he's about people. It could be anything. That's why I said there are many times, and this is not no something that calls I'm so great or this, that, and the other, but it's the training of the Holy Ghost. What he puts calling me, if somebody need me, and I'm cooking, I cut it off. If the food get cold, it just get cold. That's why we got microwaves. Because I know what's important to God. People, I know what he called me to do. So I want to show him I'm about my Father's business too. Because those words that he said that, you know, when Jesus went back and he said, if you believe the work that I do, you should do also. Those are words that he sent forth too. So if I go forth and do what he tells me to do, his word is not going to return to me, boy. But if I don't use what he's given me to do, and I use when I get ready, the anointing that's going to be there. God is saying it's time for people to rise up and know we got to show the world, not by just going to church and all that stuff, that the kingdom of God is bigger than the kingdom of Satan. And we need to tear it down. I'm not talking about tearing people down and you know, all that getting on people, I'm not talking about that, but just the mindset, the things, and what's going to heat them built up, and people being more sick and more this. We have, to be honest, and I'm going through some physical challenge too, but we have more sickness in the body of Christ I believe in the world people here. And we will be having, carrying the healing powers in us. I don't get that. I told the Lord, I'm believing what he told me. I'm going to be made whole before I leave this world, and not when I get ready to die, because I don't need need it when I get to, you know, get to heaven, wherever. But I'm believing to get that word in me, get it in my spirit, so it can heal and manifest healing in my body in every area. So I can be a true witness and a true light. Because with me, and not being like that, I don't feel like I'm a true witness. I really don't. I feel like just being a hypocrite. You know, and I know sometimes God takes us through some things to do this and do that and do the other, but we are supposed to be a true witness in every aspect. That's what the Bible means about the Holy Spirit in Acts 1 and 8. How he said, after coming, give you the dunamis power to be witness. But it's talking about, not talking about talking and telling people about the Lord necessarily. People be able to look at your life. And not because I'm well-dressed, not because I got a mansion, not because I got all this stuff. But because they can see Christ, they can see not only the love, but they can see the signs of wonder following. They can see when I speak a word, you know, that the word come to pass. You know, they can see all the things, the fruit of the kingdom. So they'll know by what they see that I am a Christ without me telling them. But this is one thing I believe, too. I believe when a person really should have got that in them and Christ in them, after you initially tell people when you first get saved, you know, you're born again, I believe after then you don't have to tell them. If you live it and walk it, they can see your life and see it. Then they can come up and ask you, why are you so different? Why? What is this thing about you? Then that's when we can tell them it's Jesus. Because I just do not believe. I believe that the Lord is going to have people telling, like they tried to tell me when I first got saved. Well, you know, you go to people's house and you ask them if they're saved and if they need the Lord and come to church. And there's something in my spirit, man, just went off. And I knew that wasn't God's way. Because he already knows who's saved and who's not saved. He will lead you to the one he'll prepare and not to the point to ask them if they're saved. Or you already know whether they're saved or not. And some people tell you a lie to get you out of their face. But God is using me and more than me, but to really get people on the right path so we can begin to walk in the things of God and the blessings of God that he designed for us to walk in and be the instrument that he can use to let people see Jesus in us, not religion, not denominational, but see us going about our Father's business. But people are seeing us now. You got more people think that they do every day than what they go and do. They more into doing the things of the world than the world people. World people, when they going out, yeah, they do some of that stuff. But a lot of time they go out, the thing what they do for the devil, party, hang out, or whatever, they don't want that. But Christians, they're not doing the things of the kingdom. Then when the people is on the street, they're praying for people and people getting healed, and they're the first one to talk against them. They're the first one to say something negative against them. And they only doing what they're called to do. They're doing kingdom work. Instead of being joining together as sisters and brothers in the Lord, we fight against one another. Somebody else, speaking healing or whatever, well, why are they speaking that? That they just need to give them a prophecy. People don't get so much prophecy, and they doing nothing with it. And nothing come to pass. Nothing come to pass. But it's time for us to get real. It's time for us, and I thank God, yes, I've gone through, even get to wherever I am now. I mean, a lot of rejection, persecution by preaching this message. I can't help it. When I open my mouth, that's what he bring out. You know, he'll bring out any other gifts when he gets ready, because I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit. But he wants a people that he can have a true relationship with, that he can pull aside or whatever when he get ready and say, okay, I want you to go and spend 6 hours in prayer for Sister Ruth. She's going through the enemy trying to destroy her ministry. And that person would love God so much they would want to do that. Maybe not 6 hours. Maybe whatever. I'm just using that as an example. Because they love the Lord and they love his kingdom. And I believe in my heart that once we begin to obey what he's telling us to do, I do believe that for it's the abundant life, you know, not just abundance of stuff, but everything, even health and stuff, I believe that God will bring forth that in order for us to use it to do his, fill his kingdom up. He's not going, like I told a lady, she did now, but I told her, she wanted me a lot of time. God wanted to heal her so she could do her work. She wanted to heal it so she could do housework. A lot of times she would do it and that place would stop back bleeding. She called me, I need you, guess what I'm doing first. What are you doing? Then she would tell me what she's doing. She done did something the doctor told her not to do because that place opened back up. I need you to pray that it stopped bleeding. I said, I'm not going to do it. Now, it might sound cold, but it's the fact that why should I keep going to my God to pray for him to deliver you, heal you, then you go and do what you told not to do instead of doing what God done told you to do? He's not raising you up for the devil. He's not raising you up for the devil. But before she left him, she pleaded and cried, and she thanked God for me telling her the truth. Although she waited too late. So I see that. So I say to me, I'm not intend to fall in the same boat and be stupid and think some kind of way I'm going to get by with it. But all the people that knew her, a lot of them, they say, which I knew better, she's this great faith lady. She was a very decent person. I'm not saying that she wasn't and all this stuff. She didn't do nothing. But she was hard-headed and worldly thinking against the things of God. She did more of the worldly stuff than she did, not going to the streets and all stuff, than she thought about doing the work that God has called her to do. That was not been a true example to me. Because she'd been in church long, she was older and all that stuff, and she should have been able to teach me how to walk in obedience, teach me about more about God's kingdom than it was about the things of the world. I just want to say again, like I said before we get off, because the time has passed, I'm going to read that scripture again, a couple of them again. He said, maybe three or four. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. This is Isaiah 55, 8 through, I'm going to say, through 12. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to sow and bread to eat. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper into the things whereunto I send it. That is one thing that when I'm talking to the Lord, I tell the Lord, man, Lord, this is what your word say. I choose to believe your word. I'm not intending to let nothing else come out of my mouth but your word, what your word say. And this is why I say, even I don't care who it is, prophesying to me or preaching to me, whatever they're doing, and if that word ain't bearing witness with my spirit, I'm not fit to believe it. Because I know what he's more about than this earthly world. And I know that if he's saying it, he's going to bring it to pass. That's it. I don't have to question him at the say, or question anybody else. I don't believe in doing it. I said this last night when I went on the show. I don't believe in asking people if this word means anything to you, because first of all, if the Holy Ghost is really saying it, I already know that he knows whether I know it or whether the person knows or not. Because I'm allowing him to use me. That's what I'm doing. I'm allowing him to use me. So I just want you to be encouraged. I just want to focus, and like I say, and whatever. I'm talking about all of it. I'm going to try just one or two things. Everything concerning your whole life. If God has spoken, you done read it in the Word, you done had two or three people telling you about it, it's a done deal. Go ahead on, do what the Lord telling you to do. Obey the Lord. Thank him, praise him for it. Always and believe that at the right time it's going to come. to pass. Because he said, if he said it, now I'm going to turn to him poor, empty. So you don't have to worry about that. Don't have to sit and ponder that. Don't have to sit and just, and all this stuff that people do. But you got to tell me again. No. Get it down in your guts. So, Father, we just ask you right now, we thank you for this program. We thank you, Lord God, for how you moved. And, Dave, we thank you for the one that called in, Father. We ask you to bless him in the name of Jesus. Even the one that came on and got off, we ask you to bless him. I ask you, Lord God, that he would hear the ear of the Spirit and be obedient in the name of Jesus. We speak for the joy of the Lord to come upon them, Father, and let them get a hunger and a thirst after the things of God. And everything else will come in play. And Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless this ministry. We ask you to open our ways, Father, send people, Lord God, that have an ear to hear, that want to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it be a light, let it be a beacon, and let it be a ministry with signs and wonders, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, my dear sister, I'm going to go ahead on and hang up. But love you, and be blessed, and be encouraged. In Jesus' name. Okay.